Check. Check.
Yeah.
Check.
Hey, dude, let's go. God.
I'm Luke Gelati.
I'm Luca Chiavini.
I'm Brian Kruger.
I'm Abe Tidwell.
And I'm Larry Gonzalez.
And our subject is media bias today. Ava, how about you tell us what that is?
Media bias is the bias or perceived bias of journalists and news producers using the mass media in the selection of many events and stories that are reported and now how they are covered.
And, you know, a lot of this has to do with Donald Trump, and it, you know, it's been around forever, but it's been really prevalent with the 2016 election. You know, there's, I got a stat from Newsletter Weekly. It says that there's 13 liberals to one conservative in the media.
Yeah, I think a lot of the, there's liberal media channels, there's CNN, there's Huffington Post, MSNBC, and the New York Times, and then there's moderates that are like BBC and the Wall Street Journal, and then like the more conservative right-wing media outlets are Fox News and like the Washington Times, and they just report, they are biased in their own way towards the Republicans, but they state facts that aren't towards the liberals.
And it's almost like since that it's gone so far left that they decided to go so far right, and they think it balances it out, but in reality, it really doesn't. And a lot of the problem is just because of hatred. There's a ton of hatred in the United States right now on both sides of the line.
Yeah, in the 2000, I remember in the 2016 election, I remember seeing a lot of stuff like in the news how Trump wasn't going to win, but I remember watching the electoral map and it was just lighting up red for the
Republicans. It was 98% chance Hillary Clinton was going to win.
It was a 98% chance she was going to win.
And before the election, many news sections projected and said that there was no way Trump would win. And he ended up winning 304 to 227 electoral votes.
He won a lot of the swing states, and I really think it's been...
That's a big one.
Yeah. Well, most of the liberal states that did vote for him, what was it that they were... I forgot what it's called, but there was more like popular than the electoral.
Well, what really happened is they got 8 years of Obama. And, you know, everyone sees Obama. He's a very political correct guy. But in reality, that's all he was. He didn't do... He just sat there for 8 years and apologized for everything the United States did. And I feel like America wanted a change. And no matter how hard the media is going to sway him, the American people, the people in the middle are the people that you need to sway. Because you'll always have these left-wing nuts, and then you'll always have these super conservatives. And you just got to find a middle ground. And because that's where a lot of America stands.
Well, what's really weird is that there's so much controversy over the unemployment rates, saying, because a lot of people who don't know the stats just saying that anything that Trump does is bad. But it's weird because the unemployment rates were at their highest point when Obama was president, and now that Trump's president's changed that, they're
the
at
lowest
the,
it's been.
The lowest it's been.
But the media will still skew him as a racist, as a bigot, and there is no other way around that. And, you know, I'm not even saying he's the best guy, and the news for sure knows that, but all you have to understand is what he's doing. You just got to give an unbiased thought on what he's doing, because right now we're even giving you opinions. Right? The news shouldn't be opinions. The news should be facts.
Yeah. I think the reason why it's super skewed is because big money funds the left-wing news stations. Like, a lot of big money and big corporations, rich people fund all the media outlets, and that's what they're wanting to say to push political agenda, and they're not saying facts anymore. Just like they were said, Trump wasn't going to win, and he won by a landslide. So they're really skewing the media because of political agenda and money.
I think it's funny because, you know, I do watch some of the left-wing media, you know, every once in a while. and I'd say around Christmas, I was watching CNN, and they had a story on Melania Trump and how
Melania.
Same name. And they had a story on her, and it was about how she took a picture with her gloves on in the White House, and it was a good, you know, 15-20 minute story about how she is egotistical because she thinks she's above everybody else because she wore gloves inside the White House while taking pictures of the Christmas tree.
Dude, that's insane.
Larry, do you have
anything? All right. Yeah. More on like modern day Trump. Everyone wants to get him impeached, but they have no reason to get him impeached. He just said he was going to build a wall, which he is doing at this time. And there's no reason for him to get impeached, so I don't know what the argument is.
There was a GoFundMe that they made in Texas for like a long strand of the wall, and they raised like $3 million for it, and they built it in Texas.
Yeah, it's crazy. Well,
that looks like that's gonna pretty much wrap it up with whatever the media bias that we're talking about.
Yeah.
So.
And you know, everything really, a lot of it, the media controls a lot of stuff, and it all kind of ties in. So that was our podcast.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening.